What up, my Marvel head? It's your boy, Young Yeti, on the mic. Episode, can I just say episode 105? 106? I'm pretty sure it's 105. Ooh, hold on. Just got my laptop. Squad, sorry about that. Hold on. What the hell? All right, what did I do? Okay. Oh. What up, fans? It's your boy, doing another one of these. Today, we are going to review, should we do Dune 2 or should we do Poor Things? Let's do Dune 2. Okay, this is Dune 2 podcast. Oh my God. All right, just some history on it. I've already seen it twice. Let's give some love to my boy Timothy, knocking it out the park like always. Are we going to talk about the first one? Dope. So, did I like this movie? So, before the movie even happened, Dune 1, I attempted so many times to watch the first Dune. It's a snore fest in the beginning. A lot of dialogue, a lot of background. But finally, when I took the time to actually watch the first one, I'm like, I gotta get invested. So I ended up watching the OG one. Am I gonna read the books? Hell no, I ain't reading the books. But so I did a lot of multiple watchings of the first ones before watching Dune 2. And when Dune 2 came out last week, I watched it on Thursday. And then yesterday, I had some time to kill. I was near the movie theaters and I was like, fuck it. I gotta wait for my comic books. I gotta watch Dune 2. Because I go to this local guy, and his Marvel books didn't come, so I had to wait like a couple hours. So I was like, fuck it, let's watch Dune 2. So, Dune 2. I mean, I'm not going to go deep into it. It's a long movie. It's basically, I'm going to say Star Wars, even though Star Wars did come out before this movie. So it's kind of like, what? But it just jumps off with, I'm not going to say their names. I don't really remember the names. I know there's Paul, aka Timothy. We got Johnny, aka Zendaya. Florence Pugh. I think that's if I'm saying that is like the enemy's, the Empire's daughter. And it's just overall like this movie's dope, dude. Like there is some slow parts. So I'll just start with the negative. Like obviously it's a long movie. The first half of this movie is just like the same thing as Dune 1. It's a lot of background. Paul's trying to like convince these sand people like, hey, I'm good. I'm an OG. You know what I mean? I'm like, I don't care for the holy wars. I just want, even though I'm having visions, I'm not like my mama. I'm like my dad. I just want to fight for this place. And he does. So the beginning was slow. I did have some questionable things when, oh, okay, riding the worms. Those worms are crazy. If you've seen the ice bucket, the bucket, the popcorn bucket, those are crazy looking too. Sheesh. Another thing I probably didn't like was, like, we're just talking about the worms. Like, how the hell do people travel on that? You know what I mean? It's one person is getting on it, it's difficult. How the hell are you bringing a whole cast of people? They didn't really talk about that. What I did like about this movie is fucking the villain. You got Austin Butler, bro. I hated how quickly he died. And they made David Peace look like a bitch, too. I'm not gonna front on y'all. He looked like a bitch. But besides that, he was dope, too. Like, to be, like, Dave Bautista, like, you, it's, when you see him, he looks very, he's trying to get the job done, but he can't. Is it his fault? It's like, kind of. I mean, it's like all your fault. Y'all invading. You can't, with all this technology, and y'all can't beat like these simpletons. Come on now. Dennis. I don't even know how to say his name, but the guy who directed this movie, he's done a lot of movies, man. Enemy with Jake Gyllenhaal, Prisoner, Dune. Blade Runner 2099. So he got some movies under his belt. So he knows what he's doing. That's just protocol, you know. I mean, this cast is stacked. I gotta see the budget, because there is heads in it. This movie does look expensive, but I would say this. They're just kind of in the desert the whole time, so it's like, I get it. Okay, budget. And there's hella heads in it. Like, I'm just being real. Budget versus box office. Okay, so, oh, damn. So this movie costs $190 to make, and obviously, it's not done yet, but I think it made, like, $92 its first week. But they're saying it's tracking to get, like, Oppenheimer numbers, so it's tracking on that Billy. But the second viewing, it did go on a Wednesday around 12 o'clock, and literally there's four people inside there. But, hey, it's like, you know, who's watching a movie hella early? Your boy is. You already know. Okay. Before we jump into it, like I said, I did like this movie. It's an epic. Do I think it's better than Star Wars? That's, like, the number one people... That's what number one question I'm getting asked when I talk about it with people's, so far, it's damn near the same movie, so I'm gonna say this time it is doing better than Star Wars, because Star Wars projects lately have been kind of dog, kind of boo-boo, so I'm just waiting for, like, their next, you know, what the hell they're gonna do. Are they gonna stay in this, you know? We need some more Rogue One, some more, you know, I won't say Han Solo's, but we need some movies that are outside of the fucking this family. But literally, this movie is just like Star Wars. So, but yeah, let me just pull up the Rotten Tomatoes, and then let's end this puppy. You already know. All right, so Dune Part 2, the ratings for it. Critics gave it 94, audience a 95. Your boy gave it a 4 out of 5 on Letterboxd. Go follow Letterboxd. I loved it, man. I've been on a Timothy fan, because, bro, he's been in a lot of things. Wonka, that's coming on Max tomorrow, but I already seen it. Or is it tomorrow? I can't remember. Is it tomorrow or Saturday? But yeah, I think it's a great movie. I was, like I said, in the beginning, if you heard the beginning of the pod, I was like, kind of like, what should I do this movie on? I was thinking about, you know, Spaceman, the Adam Sandler movie. Poor Things just came out. I finally watched that, and goddamn, that movie's crazy. Meaning just, promiscuous girl, you already know. Oh, no. But yeah, there's a lot of, in it, so whatever. But yeah, thanks for listening, y'all. Yeah, like I said, this pod is if this app breaks down, because I don't do anything special on these podcasts. I'm not like spending hours of time. I'm just talking on the mic for like 10 minutes. So if this app decides to take the recording off of it, I'm out. You already know I'm out. But thank y'all for listening. Maybe I'll do Spaceman next week if y'all want to, or I might do Poor Things. Poor Things is just like. Boobs. That's all I'm saying.